You're listening to All Things Cage at Wave Farm's WGXC 90.7 FM Radio for Open Ears. I'm your host, Laura Kuhn, director of the John Cage Trust. And on tonight's program, we'll listen to the premiere recording of John Cage's Your Opera 5 from 1991, released in 1995 by Mode Records. To open our program, I'll read recollections of this performance by Ivar Mikishov, the much-beloved pianist for whom Cage created the work, who performed in its premiere performance, and who died in 1993, 1 year after John Cage's death, at the tender age of 52. Here are Mikishov's recollections. Your Opera 5 was created as a direct response to reactions following the initial response to reactions following the initial performance of Your Opera 4. I had contacted John Cage in the fall of 1989 to ask if he'd write a new work for the 1990 Almeida Festival. And after many changes and much discussion, he created Your Operas 3 and 4, an evening-length work which had its premiere in London in June 1990. There were further performances in Strasbourg and Paris. Your Opera 4 was a very quiet, sublime work of 30 minutes duration. Its instrumentation consisted of only solo piano, soprano, mezzo-soprano, pre-recorded tape, trochaera, and a horn victrola playing old opera recordings on 78 RPM records. The piano only made deliberate sounds in the last 11 minutes. With John's advice, I had chosen the Liszt transcription of The Evening Star from Tannhäuser. The first 19 minutes were shadow played. Many people thought that Your Opera 4 should be performed independently, but John did not agree at all. He was adamant that the two works be performed in sequence. Your Opera 3 is a more elaborate affair involving 6 singers, 12 record players, tape, and 2 pianos. John and I discussed this, and he told me that if one couldn't do Your Opera 3 together with Your Opera 4, they should just sing hymns. Later that year, when I visited him in New York around Christmas time, he told me that he had found a solution to this discussion. He would write a new work which, like Your Opera 4, would be small scale and practical, that is, portable and tourable. He had completed Your Opera 5 by March, in time for its premiere in Buffalo at the North American New Musical Festival on April 12, 1991. The work was co-commissioned with the D.I. Spricker International Music Center in Amsterdam, and appropriately, the first European performances were in Holland that May with the same personnel. There were subsequent performances in Brussels and Ghent in Belgium and Bergen, Norway, with further performances in Ferrara, Italy, Odense, Denmark, and Geneva. The singers sing 6 arias of their choice at specific times in designated places on the stage. The television, radio, tape, and horn victrola play for specified durations at specified times. The pianist plays 6 times during the 60-minute duration, 3 times he shadow plays, and 3 times he is fully heard. The instructions call for the pianist to begin at a certain time, and it is stated that he is to play complete excerpts that end before he is to play again. The timings allowed for the fully heard excerpts are short, so I was provided the inspiration to create transcriptions of my own. In performance now, I play only these transcriptions, which are from Bellini, Verdi, and Puccini. These are also recorded on a recital of my opera transcription for Mode Records. John Cage was very pleased with them, perhaps because I used the 19th century Liszt traditions as my own method. In the summer of 1992, there were 5 performances of Your Opera 5 in the garden of the Museum of Modern Art. Between the second and third performances, John Cage died. Your Opera 5 was the last public performance of his own work that he heard. In a sense, he became part of this transcendent theater piece, which combines elements of 2 centuries, never blending, to create a suspension of time, space, and music. Cerca che gioia
Oh! Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.